啊，凡是物质呢，多一个开始，还有一个结束。
For all material things, there is a beginning and an ending.
啊，就好像人的生命呢，有个开始，也有一个结束。
Just like our life, there is a beginning and an end.
啊，就是电脑呢，它也是要开始，要结束。
Same as a computer, there's a starting and an end.
啊，就是人类啊，最先进的科技啊，这个太空梭呢，它也是要修理的一天，它也是要回收的一天。
Even for those most advanced technology like a spaceship, there is one day that is going to break down.
所以凡是物质的、啊、有一天呢、啊，总是要消灭的。
So all material things will end one day.
啊，圣经告诉我们，神起初创造天地。
The Bible tells us in the beginning God created the earth.
所以这是天地的开始。
So there's a beginning of the heaven and earth.
也是宇宙的开始。
And the beginning of the universe.
这个宇宙呢，这是一个物质界来造成的。
So this universe is of material.
那当然它有最基本的元素。
Of course, there's some basic elements.
那最基本元素呢，在造成很多各种不同形式的、各种不同用途的东西。
From these basic elements, God created all different kinds of things.
但是无论它是多么的精密
，But no matter how detailed it is,
它就是一个物质的东西。
It is a material thing.
因此神所创造这个天地呢，也是有一天呢要消失的。
For this earth that God created, it will end one day.
当时在2000年以前呢，嗯
，2000 years ago，
当时的门徒们呢、啊，他们就这个认识。
Disciples already knew this。
啊，请看彼得前书。
Look at the book of 1 Peter。
第四章第七节。
Chapter 4, verse 7。
彼得前书第四章第七节。
First Peter chapter 4, verse 7。
万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。这边很清楚的就告诉我们，万物啊有结束的一天呢。
Here it clearly tells us that the end of all things is near.
啊，当时的彼得啊，他就预知这个万物呢要结束，而且很近了。
Peter already knew that the end of all things is near. Not only the things are going to end, but it's also near.
啊，虽然他是一位渔夫。
Even though Peter was a fisherman,
他没有受过很高深的教育。
He did not receive a lot of education.
他没有读过大学。
He did not go to college.
他没有读过研究所。
He did not go to graduate school.
他没有读过任何的科学的尝试。
He did not study any science.
但是他相信神。
Yet he believed in God.
他被圣灵充满。
He was filled with Holy Spirit.
他很自然的就知道神的旨意，他很自然的就知道这个世界呢将要怎么样来结束。
So naturally, he knew the purpose of God and how this world is going to end.
不但是彼得啊，以前的先知啊，都是这样子认为。
Not only Peter thought so, but also all the prophets they believed so.
请看希伯来书第一章。
Look at the book of Hebrew, chapter 1.
希伯来书第一章的第十节。
Hebrew 1 verse 10.
第一章第十节。
Hebrews 1 verse 10.
又说啊，主啊，你起初立了地的根基，天也是你所造的。十一节啊，十一。
Eleven.
天地都要灭没，你却要长存；天地都要像衣服渐渐的旧了，你要将天地卷起来像一件外衣，天地就都要改变的，唯你永远不改变，你的年数没有穷尽。起初神创造天地，这是很清楚的。
So it's clear that in the beginning God created heaven and earth.
可是。以前先知啊，受圣灵感动，他就说啊，天地有一天啊要消失的。
And the prophets were touched by the Holy Spirit, so they knew that in the end the earth will perish.
可是呢，是慢慢的消失，是渐渐的旧了，慢慢消失。
But it will perish gradually.
啊，这个情形啊，就好像是一件衣服啊，这样卷起来啊，天地有一天也是要这样卷起来，哎，就结束了，好像衣服这样卷起来一样。
Just like a garment being rolled up.
啊，这个情。跟我们今天的科学、啊、是符合的。
And this is in accordance with our science today.
啊，现在有个叫做太阳的黑洞。
There's so-called a black hole.
啊，这个黑洞呢是什么意思
？What does it mean by a black hole？
因为、啊、我们呢、啊，月球呢是绕着地球在转啊，地球就是绕着太阳在转。
Because the moon is going around the Earth and the Earth is going around the sun.
啊，太阳又是绕着其他的这个太阳系在转。
And the sun is going around the galaxy.
啊，整个太阳系呀、啊，又是绕着其他的星球在转。
And the galaxy is going around other stars.
反正每个星球都在转来转去啊。
So all the stars are going around.
但是呢，这个星球啊，这宝石在那里在转啊，这个它们有很强大吸引力啊，互相吸引啊，就在那转转转。
So the planets are going around themselves, and there's not a lot of attraction among the stars.
啊，科学家说啊，因为转的结果呢，啊，有一天呢、啊，这个地球哈、啊、本身呢、啊，它会一直压缩，一直压缩，会变成越来越小。
And the scientists said that one day the Earth, because it's going around, so one day it will contract and getting smaller and smaller.
啊，现在科学家就说这个地球啊越来越小啊。
So the scientists are saying that the Earth is getting smaller and smaller.
啊，越来越小，结果啊，因为它本身呢、啊、压到一个地步呢，它有一天呢会它的释放出这个能量。
And one day because it contracts so much, eventually it would eject the power.
好像你把一个有弹性的东西，你把一直压到后来，它也会膨胀。
Just like something, if it has elasticity and you keep pressing on it, eventually it would swell.
啊，这个力量叫做吸引力啊，叫磁场啊，叫吸引力。
And this is called attraction.
啊，当它密度啊很高的时候，啊，这个magnetic， 当它密度啊非常高的时候 ，magnetic power.
It's called magnetic power.
它这个磁场的力量哈、啊。很就是它密度很高啊，所以就产生这个很强大的吸引力啊，磁力。
And eventually, because the intensity is so high, it gets a magnetic power.
然后呢，它会吸引呢、啊、这个我们说自然界有个光子啊，光子。光子 photon. Photon.
Photon. And in this earth in the world is photon.
啊，所以就黑暗呢、啊、就看不到啊。
And you won't be able to see
黑洞。
You won't be able to see anything. That's called black hole.
力量越来越大的时候
，And when the power is getting greater and greater,
它会吸收、啊、它附近的物质。
It would sucking all the material around it.
啊，不管再怎么大的东西，它都可以把它吸进来。
Doesn't matter how big it is, you'll be able to suck the item in.
所以我们都很清楚啊，这个百慕达三角形哈、啊。
So we know the Bermuda Triangle.
45万公里的平方公里的那个地带。
So we know the Bermuda Triangle. That's
就是美国的那边啊，东边啊。
The southeast of America.
这个百慕达三角地带呢，以前呢、啊，在二次世界大战以后啊，很多的飞机啊，在百慕达三角形的上空失踪。
There were a lot of airplanes that get on the top of this Bermuda Triangle and then they get vanished.
很多的船只也在那边失踪。
And a lot of ships they get vanished too.
人们就开始研究说为什么、啊、它会失踪。
So people are trying to understand why is it the ships and the planes were vanished there.
啊，现在啊、科技很发达。
Now because the science is pretty advanced.
啊，以前啊都是用猜的
了。In the past, people were just guessing.
有人猜说可能是那个很强的飓风啊，每个小时200里的飓风啊，所以使飞机啊就坠毁了。
In the past, people were guessing, and probably it's because of hurricanes. That's why the airplanes they crashed.
但是飓风的话，一年只有6个月飓风啊。
But there are only 6 months where there can be hurricanes.
其他月份呢
？What about other months？
所以就不能够解释啊。
So people couldn't understand.
啊，有人说啊，大概是这个人为的因素。
So some people guess it's probably because it's caused by our own action.
但是人为因素也不可能啊。
But it's not likely so many times.
所以人们在猜着各种不同的原因。
So people guess many reasons.
在1999年的时候，啊，美国就发射一个太空卫星啊，去研究。
And in year 1999, there's
a 美国发射一个人造卫星。
Satellite, the U.S. set up a satellite to do some research about it.
啊，发现呢、啊，这个地球磁场啊，这个百慕达三角形地带的磁场啊，是越来越少。
And they realize that the Bermuda Triangle, because the magnet area is getting smaller and smaller.
啊，所以最近就没有再发生这个飞机啊还是船啊消失的事情。
So recently there are fewer airplanes and ships vanished there.
所以这个假如地球产生非常巨大磁场的时候
，So if there is a big magnet field in Earth，
那它会产生很巨大的吸引力。
It will have a lot of power.
那把一些在外面的外面的星球呢，就后来就把它吸进来。
It will be able to suck in all the planets.
那就没有光啊
it, ，and there will be no light。
那就像圣经所说的哈，日头啊就没有光了。
And just like the Bible said that there will be the sun will lose its light。
啊，月亮不放光。
Including the moon, it will lose its light too。
啊，因为很多的星球啊被吸进来，所以这个星球就会产生移动啊。
Because the planets are sucked in, so stars are moving.
啊，天上星星啊，就会从啊天上掉下来。
That's why the stars are falling down.
啊，这个跟圣经讲的也是符合啊。
This is also according to the Bible.
所以我们相信啊，真的世界有这样缩起来的一天呢。
So we believe that indeed this world will contract one day.
那圣经告诉我们，我们要怎么办呢？
So the Bible tells us what we should do.
那这个事情来临以前啊，有什么预兆呢？
So what are the signs of this end of verse?
因为这个基督教里头叫做世界末日。
And in Christianity, it is called the end of the world.
好，我们来看看主耶稣他怎么说。
Let's see how Jesus said.
看马太福音。
Look at the book of Matthew.
马太福音二十四章。
Matthew 24.
马太福音二十四章的第三节。
Matthew 24 verse 3.
马太福音二十四章第三节。
Matthew 24:3.
耶稣在橄榄山上坐着啊，门徒暗暗的来说啊，请告诉我们什么时候有这件事呢？你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢？第四节。
Four.
耶稣回答说啊，你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们。第五。
Five.
因为将来有好些人冒我的名来说我是基督，并且要迷惑许多人。第六，
Six.
你们要听见打仗和打仗的风声，总不要惊慌，因为这件事是必须有的，只是末期还没有来到。第七，
Seven.
民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒、地震，这都是灾难的起头。啊，这个是灾难的起头，就是说灾难从此以后啊就开始了。
These are the beginning of birth pains. That means after this, there will be birth pains.
啊，主耶稣也提到这个世界的末了。
Jesus also mentioned the end of the earth.
但主要说到世界末了，就是宇宙的末了。
The end of the world is the end of the universe.
所以一定有这么一天呢。
So there will be such a day.
啊，主耶稣啊，就用一个比喻啊来形容这一天啊，一定有的。
And Jesus used a parable to describe this day that it must come.
好，请看第二十八节。
Look at verse 28.
第二十八节。
Verse 28.
失所在哪里，鹰就必聚集在哪里。那因为老鹰啊是吃尸首啊。
Here because the vultures they eat carcass.
啊，以前的人啊被杀以后没有人埋葬的。
In the past, when one person is killed, no one will bury the person.
啊，就在野地啊，有的被土匪杀了，那就没有埋葬，就在野地啊。老鹰就来吃。
If someone is killed by the gangsters in the field, then no one is going to bury the person, and the vulture will come.
啊，以前有老鹰，现在也是有鹰啊。
And nowadays we still have vultures.
啊，以前鹰会吃尸首，现在吃不到，因为现在比较人道啊，一定会埋葬。
Because in the past the vultures would eat carcass, but now the vultures won't be able to eat carcass because the person will be buried after he is dead.
所以现在要变成了哈，说食物在哪里呀，鹰也必聚在那里。
So we should say instead, where there is food, then vultures will be there.
好像你把面包屑啊撒在地上，那个鸽子啊、小鸟一定会来吃啊。
Just like if you spread the crumbs on the floor, then the birds will come and eat it.
这是一定的事情。
So this is for certain.
因此圣经告诉我们说一定有这个事情呢。
So the Bible tells us that this will happen.
所以主要是用这个比喻，当时的比喻啊，就是要形容说一定有这个事情。
So Jesus used the parable to describe how this will happen.
好，那什么事情呢？
What is that?
刚刚我们所读到的啊。所以因为将来有好些人冒我的名来说我是基督啊，并且要迷惑许多人，啊，这是宗教界的乱象。
We just read that a lot of people will came in the name of Christ saying that I am he.
啊，现在宗教界很也是很乱啊。
And now there's really a chaos in.
让人啊分不清哪个是真的，哪个是假的。
And it's hard for us to tell which is true, which is false.
啊，比如说有人啊这样子，牧师啊一按人的额头啊，那个人就会倒下去。
For example, sometimes a pastor will put his hand on someone's forehead and the person would fall down.
还有那个长短脚的哈，牧师说啊，你的脚都一样长啊，他就变成一样长，他本来是长短脚哦，啊，就变成一样长了。
Or someone has a leg that is long, the other one is shorter, and the pastor will say, actually, your legs are equally long, then the person is healed.
啊，有那个坐轮椅进来的啊，牧师说叫你起来走啊，他就起来走了。
And someone comes in with wheelchair, and the pastor will say, "Stand up." Then the person will be able to stand up and walk.
这个事情啊，让很多人啊觉得很困惑。
And this confused many people.
所以记者也很好奇呀。
And the news reporters are also curious about.
啊，很多记者啊去拍照，这他这个牧师啊不让人拍照啊，但是记者偷偷进去拍照。
And the pastor would not let the news reporter to go in to take pictures, but they were still secretly sneaking and take pictures.
啊，那拍照结果呢？哎，产生这个记者要觉得哎，有一些蹊跷，有一些不大对劲的地方。
And then this news reporter think, oh, there's something weird here, something's fishy.
所以记者呢就约呀、啊、约个时间，想要访问这个牧师。
So this news reporter they want to have an interview with this pastor.
牧师他就说哎，昨天晚上神告诉他哎，不要跟这个电视的记者啊会面。
And this pastor would say, oh, last night God told me not to meet the news reporters.
所以就是不了了之。不了了之的。
So the news reporters would not be able to see this preacher.
啊，现在有很多各种不同的乱象啊。
And there are a lot of strange things. Chaos.
啊，比如说上次我们啊看到有一些啊教派啊，这个多妻制啊，就说一个人啊，一个弟兄啊，可以娶很多的姐妹为妻子。
And last time we saw some denominations, they have bigamy, meaning a husband can have several wives.
啊，甚至也可以娶这个未成年的姐妹为妻。
They can even marry minors.
啊，让大家是哎，这个搞不清啊，您这个宗教怎么会这个样子呢
？So people were confused. How can a religion be like this?
啊，也是很多人相信呢、啊。
But a lot of people believe in those denominations.
啊，比如说我在读初中的时候，有个教派叫人民教堂。
And when I was in middle school, I heard this such denomination that's called People's Church. People's Temple. Sorry.
啊，这个人民教堂呢，啊，有个牧师啊，叫 John Jones。啊，我想大家都知道这个啊教派呢，后来搬到中南美洲的圭亚那。
And this pastor is called John Jones.
John Jones.
John Jones, and eventually they moved to South America.
然后他们就后来啊，因为政府要调查他们啊，这个牧师啊，他就叫信徒集体自杀。
And because the government wants to investigate them, so this preacher asked the believers to commit suicide.
啊，刚有一次啊，我在看电视啊，然后很巧巧就看到这个的录影片啊，这个已经演成电影了，但是就是跟那个事实啊是符合的啊。
And the last time when I was watching movie, I saw this this movie that is describing the story.
啊，他们有大概八九百个人在聚会。
There were about 800 to 900 people in the congregation.
啊，他们聚会有这个纠察队。
And when they are having this congregation, they have someone that serves as like a policeman.
啊，这个纠察队呢，看哪一个人睡觉。
And this so-called police person will see whoever is dozing up.
啊，比如说 Timothy 你在睡觉哈，那他纠察队就叫你站起来。
For example, Timothy, you're sleeping, then you'll be asked to stand up.
啊，站起来以后，不是说站着听啊，是就给你两个巴掌。
And once you stand up, you'll be given two slaps.
啪啪啊，两个巴掌。
Two slaps.
啊，那来再叫你坐下。
And then you'll be asked to sit down.
啊，你就不会
打瞌睡啊。So you won't doze up again.
哎，这样子也是有人去相信呢。
And in this situation, people still go and believe it.
啊，那有一次呢，这个牧师啊就带领信徒啊去看电影，因为那个电影是在讲这个演啊世界末日。
And the pastor one day brought all the believers to watch a movie, and this movie is about the end of the world.
哎，啊，这个守门员呐、啊，这个售票员说，哎，你们要买票啊
？And so, the movie theater, this person, booth, the person in the booth said that you have to buy a ticket.
牧师说，我们不要买票。
And the pastor said, we don't have to buy tickets.
我们是神的儿女啊，不需要买票的。
We're the children of God. We don't need to buy tickets.
怎么可以不买票啊
？How can you not buy a ticket?
牧师，你啰嗦啊！
You're naked,
把他推到旁边去
，and push this person away。
叫所有的信徒都进去看电影
，and ask all the believers to go inside to watch the movie。
哎，这样子也是有很多人在相信呢、啊。
And even so, people still believe in this in denomination。
啊，这个人为什么能够控制那么多的信徒
？How can this pastor control so many believers？
因为他会行神迹奇事。
Because he could perform miracles。
啊，大家都很怕他。
And people were afraid of him。
结果那个神迹奇事他是自己编的。
And actually, he actually fabricated all these miracles。
因为有信徒啊。后来啊，就不跟他配合啊，信徒出来讲啊，他怎么样变成说叫信徒啊坐轮椅啊，假装啊我这个腿痛啊，我这个腿不能动，我坐轮椅啊，好，那么他奉耶稣名起来坐啊，他就只能起来坐。事实上他本来就会走路了。
So the story is that he eventually there are some believers they refuse to cooperate. So what is cooperation? That means this believer will pretend to be wheelchair bounded, and this pastor will tell him stand up, and then he will stand up. But actually he is actually not wheelchair bounded.
啊，这个牧师啊，他本身呢也吸毒，他还是同性恋者。
And this pastor himself is a homosexual, and he also does drugs.
啊，他也能够吸引很多信徒。
Even so, he could attract a lot of believers.
所以这个叫宗教界的乱象。
And this is a chaos in a religion.
啊，以后呢还会有的哈。
And this will happen again in the future.
虽然这个教派已经消失，但是呢，还有其他的出来呀。
Even though this denomination has vanished, but there will be new coming out to confuse us.
啊，还有很多人说这个两千。这个2012年呢、啊，主耶稣将会再来临。
And there are people who are saying in year 2012, Jesus is going to come again.
所以有人主张说，我们要教会要赶快预备水啊。
So there are people saying that our church we should prepare a lot of water.
啊，有个弟兄啊，这个 Dallas 有位弟兄啊
，One brother in Dallas.
然后他主张要教会要准备这个每个信徒的家要准备很多的水。
He said in every member's family we should prepare a lot of water.
啊，他看到我们教会都没有准备水啊。
And he saw that we do not have water in our chapel.
信徒你们家里也没有准备水。
And in our members' home we don't have enough water.
啊，然后传道者也没有在鼓励信徒要准备水。
And the preacher is not encouraging members to prepare water.
啊，他就很生气。
And he was furious.
啊，就不来教会。
He refused to come to church.
所以以后会有这种事情。乱象很多、啊、
So there will be a lot of strange things and chaos like this in the future.
但是主耶稣已经告诉我们了、啊、
But Jesus already told us here.
将来一定会这个乱象要迷惑人。
In the future, there will be a lot of chaos things and a lot of confusing things.
还有呢，这个政治的乱象啊，要打仗。
Also chaos in politics like wars.
第六节说打仗。
In verse 6, it talks about wars.
那为什么会打仗呢？
Why are there wars?
就是每个国家都这么顾到自己的利益啊。
Because each country only cares about its own benefit.
啊，比如说美国是顾到自己的利益。
For example, like United States, it cares only about its own benefit.
中东国家是顾到自己的利益。
And the Middle East country, they care about their own benefit.
顾到自己油田的利益。
They care about their oil.
每个国家都是顾到自己本身的利益啊。
Each country cares for its own benefit.
那当然就会打仗啊。
Of course, they will fight.
啊，现在全世界大概五十几个国家在打仗。
There will be there are 50 countries in the world that are having wars.
那打仗呢，当然就会产生政治的问题啊，就会饥荒。
Of course, when there are wars, there are famines.
因为打仗就不能够有收成啊。
Because if you are in a war, then there will not be enough food.
现在大家知道，全世界的人口有多少人口啊，没有饭吃啊，吃不饱的。
Do you know what is the population that are in hunger?
大家已经猜不到啊。
You won't be able to guess it.
几千万，对不对
？Several million.
事实上啊，是十亿的人口吃不饱。
Actually, it's 10 billion people who are in hunger.
六分之一啊，六分之一。
It's a sixth of the whole world population.
那圣经说啊，圣经以前就说、啊， 圣经以前就说，这个要杀害全地球哈、啊、人的四分之一，瘟疫啊，瘟疫要杀全。地球人口的四分之一。
What is 瘟疫？
瘟疫、饥荒、刀剑啊 ，pestilence。
Pestilence and war and famine will kill
a
quarter of the people in the world.
刀剑啊，刀剑就是战争啊，饥荒就是没有东西吃啊。
Famine。
难道瘟疫就疾病啊
？And the sickness。
那也说就是人面兽心啊，这个社会的问题啊。
And the bees are actually
很多人被杀害啊。
And here talks about bees.
来看启示录第六章。
Look at Revelation chapter 6.
启示录六章的第八节。
Revelation 6 verse 8.
启示录第六章第八节。
Revelation 6:8.
我就观看了，看见有一匹灰马啊，骑在马上的名字叫做死音符，也随着他有权柄赐给他们，可以用刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫、野兽杀害地上。四分之一的人啊，那这边马啊，这边的马呢，不是普通马。
Here the horse is not ordinary horse.
哎，那普通马啊，哪里会杀人
？Because ordinary horse will not kill.
哎，这是一匹啊，一匹它怎么能够？它顶多能够用后脚啊踢你几下而已啊。
Especially this is only one horse, maybe it will be able to kick you a little bit.
啊，你要骑在它马，它骑它的。背上他不高兴的话，他跳起来啊，一个人就掉下去，这样子而已。
If you ride on a horse, he's not happy, then he will jump up, then the person will fall. That's it.
所以这里面所说的马是一个灵界的东西。
Here, this horse is a spiritual horse.
因为有权柄赐给他。
Because the power is authority is given to it.
那他就可以用刀剑啊，用这个政治的手段啊，用饥荒、用社会的手段、用疾病手段来杀害。地上人啊，四分之一。
So you will be able to slaughter people with sword, famine, plague, and wild beasts.
所以我们刚刚已经 讲过了，饥荒啊，就六分之一，对不对？饥荒、啊、六分之一、啊。
So we talk about famine that it kills like one-sixth of the population.
好、啊，再疾病，疾病我看加起来，这些加起来哈、啊，比如说野兽啦、啊，被人们兽性哈、啊，被这个坏人杀死的哈、啊，啊，政治战争而被害死的，而被杀的疾病。生了癌症而死的，这样总共加起来、啊、差不多是四分之一、啊、
So everything add up is about one-fourth of the population, a quarter, being killed by the sword, famine, plague, and wild beasts.
启示录整本呢，就是为耶稣基督做见证的。
And the whole revelation is bearing testimony for Lord Jesus.
那耶稣基督他谈到末日的景象。
And Lord Jesus talked about the end of the world.
啊，启示录啊是把这个景象啊，把这个景象再把它阐释的更清楚。
And the revelation is making these visions more clear.
啊，启示的这些话呢，假设对耶稣基督的话，他很了解，因为他是主编者啊，他是导演啊，他知道，他清楚得很。
So for the book of Revelation, Jesus knew it very clearly because Jesus himself is the director.
所以难怪圣经说啊，只有耶稣基督才有资格啊，打开这个印啊，那个印就是一个奥秘啊，只有他才能够有资格打开这个印，打开奥秘。
So the Bible tells us that only Jesus Christ has the authority to open the seal of mystery.
啊，所以主就说哈，以前就说啊，末后的日子啊，就是有这些现象。
So Lord Jesus said 2,000 years ago about the, the end of the world, how things will happen.
好，我们再看回来马太福音第二十四章
，Matthew 24,
第七节
，Matthew 24 verse 7。
民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒、地震，还有地震。这边说还有地震呢、啊。
So here it talks about earthquakes.
哎，地震我们知道，最近发生很多地震呢、啊。
We know that there are many earthquakes happening.
好，啊，这边说这只是灾难的起头而已呀、啊。
So these are only the beginning of birth pains.
所以意思说现在只是这个局部性的。
So this is only the beginning.
比如说海地啊发生地震啊，那只是海地啊，这不发生在美国啊。
So for example, we have earthquakes in Haiti, but it's not in United States.
啊，就在美国的话，也可能是发生在加州，也不发生在我们德州。
Even in United States, we know that earthquakes happen only in California, not in Texas.
这是局部性的。
So this is only regional, local.
那可能会次数啊，会很频繁呢、啊。
Maybe these are frequent.
但是后来啊。到世界末了的时候啊，圣经说要变成全面性的。
But in the end of the day, we know the Bible tells us that this will be a universe.
来看二十四章的二十七节。
Look at chapter 24, verse 27.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
闪电从东边发出，直照到西边啊！人子降临也要这样。闪电从东边发出，一直照到西边。
So here it says the lightning that comes from the east is visible even in the west.
也就是说地球、啊、这个叫什么、地球地平线、啊、这个叫地平线。地平线的一端到另外一端、啊。
So we can see this landscape from one side to the other.
所以是全面性整个地球都包括了。
So it's a universe, it covers the whole earth.
当然在路加福音那边是解说的天的这一边到天的那一边。
And in the book of Luke, it says that, from one side of the sky to the other side.
所以闪电从这边发出一直照到西边就是指着全世界性的全球性的。
So when it says lightning that comes from the east is visible from the west, that means it's a universe. You can see it everywhere on earth.
我们看、啊、现在地震啊现在这个自然灾害啊是局部性的。
We can see earthquakes or natural disasters usually regional.
比如说海啸、哦、我们这个发生这个海啸 tsunami 海啸也是局部性的
Like a tsunami that's also regional
但是以后呢会变成全面性、啊、
But in the future it will be universe
怎么全面性呢只要星球两三个交叉太平洋的话还是大西洋那每个国家都发生大水灾、啊、
And we can imagine that if there are planets dropping on one of the ocean then the whole earth will have a big deluge
那城市啊会被埋到海底里
，and the cities will be covered by the sea。
所以以后一定会是全面性的，不只是局部性的。
So in the future, the disasters will be universal; it's not just regional。
好，那还有一个哈，还有一个是很特别的。
And one thing is special。
啊，那个是必须要提的。
And I must mention this。
这个事情就是有关以色列国家的事情了。
And it's about the country of the Israelites.
啊，这个也是会发生的。
And this will happen as well.
请看路加福音。
Look at the book of Luke.
路加福音二十一章。
Luke chapter 21.
路加福音二十一章。
Luke 21.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
路加福音二十一章二十三节。
Luke 21:23.
当那些日子，怀孕的和奶孩子的有祸了。因为将有大灾难降在这个地方，也有震怒临到这百姓。二十四，他们要倒在刀下，又要被掳到各国去。耶路撒冷要被外邦人践踏，一直到外邦人的日子满了。二十五，难道日月星辰呢？要显出异兆，地上的邦国也有困苦，海中波浪的响声就慌不定。所以我们看圣经说哈，说以色列这个国家呢，他们当耶路撒冷啊被兵围困的时候啊，二十节哈，二十节，
Verse 20,
你们看见耶路撒冷被兵围困，
Verse 20,
就可知道他曾荒长的日子近了。就耶路撒冷啊，在主后七十年啊，真的是被罗马兵丁了围困。
And we can see that the At 70 AD, Jerusalem was actually surrounded by the army, by the Roman armies.
然后圣殿呢被毁。
And the holy temple was destroyed.
就再没有祭司啊，就没有这个他们的献祭啊。
So there were no priests there to give offerings anymore.
从此有很多的百姓啊，就逃到外国去。
So the people they ran to other countries.
这个情形啊，一直持续到第二次世界大战。
And this continued until the Second World War.
啊，希特勒要屠杀这个犹太人呢。
When Hitler was about to destroy the Israelites.
啊，很多人就逃到美国来。
Many Israelites went to the United States.
啊，以前的人呢，也有逃到其他国家去的。这个以色列也有逃到，比如中国大陆东北也有犹太人。
And also ran to other countries like China.
所以他们就倒在刀下，要被掳到各国去。
So they were captured to other countries and also fall because of the sword.
大概几千万的人。啊，的以色列人，他们就被掳到外国去了。
Several million people they were captured in
different countries. 犹太人呢，聚集最多的地方就是纽约，美国的纽约。
And the Jewish people that gather most in New York, NYC.
啊，那这个情形呢，说要耶路撒冷要被外邦人践踏啊，就当时主后七十年以后呢，这个耶路撒冷啊就被啊，大概主后那七百多年的时候啊。到一千多年，他们就被回教徒包围。
And the Israelites were surrounded by the Muslim about 700 Jerusalem instead, between 700 and 1000 AD.
所以现在以前圣殿的上面呢，因为以前圣殿已经被罗马兵啊焚烧啊破坏啊，现在用那个本来的地方啊盖了清真寺。
And indeed the temple was destroyed by the Roman soldiers, and on top of that, the Muslim built their own temples.
啊，那些人啊，被他们视为是外邦人。
And those who were treated by
外邦啊，就是那一些人啊，就是回教徒啊。
The Muslim were treated as
被视为是外邦人。
The Muslims were treated as Gentiles by the Jewish people.
所以耶路撒冷要被外邦人践踏。
So Jerusalem will be surrounded by the armies by Gentiles.
啊，这个情况要到怎么什么时候呢
？Until when?
说直到这个外邦人的日期满了
，until the Gentiles are fulfilled，
也就是啊，在罗马书那边所指的哈，犹太人在末日呢，他们全家都要得救啊。
And just like the book of Romans, it says at the end of the day that all the Israelites will be saved。
他们在得救以前啊，就是外邦人的数目要填满了，就是再没有救恩了。我们这些人呢、啊，就没有救恩了，救恩的门就关了。
Before that, the The time of the Gentiles are fulfilled. That means that no more Gentiles will receive salvation.
啊，那时候这犹太人他们全家得救。
And at that time, the Israelites will be all saved.
所以这个时候呢，现在啊，现在啊，现在还在等这个时候了。
So right now we're still waiting for this time.
现在这个时间呢，就是在介乎啊耶路撒冷被外邦人践踏。还有外邦人日期满的时候啊，现在是介乎这两个时点。
So this is a timing between two time point. One is that Jerusalem being surrounded by armies, and the other time is the time of the Gentiles are fulfilled between these two time.
好，那这个圣经为什么会有记载这句话
So why does the Bible record this?
因为可能等到外邦人的数目满的时候，那犹太人啊，他们还会再恢复啊。他们第一个是他们在恢复他们国家。
And when the Gentiles are fulfilled, first of all, the Jewish people they will revive
restore,
their country.
Restore their country.
Restore their country.
啊，他们的国家还在复兴啊。
Their country will be restored.
So, 1948年的5月14号啊，真的他们就成立以色列国，现在以色列国。
So in 1948, indeed, the Israelites becomes a country.
啊，这是第一件事情已经成就了，对不对哈
？This first thing has been already fulfilled.
那第二件事情呢
？The second thing.
耶路撒冷也要复兴啊。
Jerusalem will also be restored.
那耶路撒冷就是所罗门王圣殿的地方。
And Jerusalem is the place where King Solomon built this temple.
也是他们祭祀的地方。
Also a place where they give offerings to God.
那现在很多这个基督徒的犹太人呢、啊、
There are many
犹太人的基督徒、啊、
Jewish Christians.
他们很多人主张啊说啊第三圣殿啊第三圣殿还会再来临。
They asserted that the third temple will come again.
第一个圣殿叫做所罗门王的圣殿
the first,
称为第一圣殿。
The first temple was the temple of King Solomon.
那第二个圣殿啊，第二个圣殿叫希律王啊，希律王花了46年的时间啊，在重新建造这个犹太人的圣殿。
The second temple, the second temple was built by King Hiram for 46 years.
啊，这个第二圣殿呢，是在主后70年啊，被罗马政府啊所毁的。
And the second temple was destroyed by the Roman government.
第三圣殿啊，第三圣殿就是
AD 70,
就是等到外邦人的日期满了啊，这个可能有第三圣殿。
And there might be a third temple when the Gentiles are fulfilled.
当然，我们一直以为了啊，我们基督教一直以为这个圣殿呢，可能也不会再被建造，因为主耶稣说啊，圣殿在我们心里啊，我们的本身，我们心里就是神的圣殿。
And in general, Christians we don't think that there will be a third temple because Jesus already told us that the temple is in our heart.
但是神的旨意啊，高过人的旨意，神的意念高过人的意念。
But God's will is greater than human's will.
1948年以前，我们在解释以色列国的复兴的时候，都是往属灵的方面来解释。
Before 1948, when we talk about the restoration of the Israelites, we often think about this is the spiritual country, it's not a real country.
因为没有人想到1948年，以色列这个国家真的复兴了。
Because people never saw that at 1948, this country will really be restored.
所以以西结书四十章以后的那个圣殿呢，也可能啊，也可能啊，这是可能啊，在外邦人数目满的时候，因为大战争啊，这个清真寺已经被毁了啊，所以他们在那个地方啊再重新建造。
So in the chapter after chapter 40 of the book of Ezekiel, it talks about a new temple. This temple might also really come true.
啊，他们在恢复这个祭祀。
And they will have offerings again.
但那个时间会很短。
This might be a short period of time.
那是末日啊，主耶稣再来就很快的。
Because the end of the day come, it was going to come very soon.
啊，这是一定会发生事情哈。
This will happen.
因为神的意思怎么样，我们现在看不清楚了。
Because we can't see God's will.
但是圣经是这样子告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us so.
我们相信它肯定会有发生一天的。
We believe that it might happen.
因为既然以色列国它会复兴。
Because the country of Israelites can be restored. It's actually a real country. It's not just a spiritual country.
So, 以后的圣殿呢，可能也会发生呢。
So, this temple might really be rebuilt.
那这个可能也不是神的原意，但是呢，可能很多的很多对犹太教很热心的信徒哈，他们这个很热爱国家信徒。他们会在那个原来的地方啊，再重新建造圣殿。
So for those people who are very fervent for their country and for their religion, they might really rebuild their temple there.
因为可能神以前就是这样告诉以西结呀。
Because God told Ezekiel that way.
啊，这个跟神的旨意啊并没有冲突啊。
And this does not go against God's will.
因为神的旨意就是要以色列全家得救啊。
Because God wants the whole Israelites to be saved.
啊，怎么样得救的方法
？How can they be saved?
详细情形啊，我们也不是很这样通过什么管道。
We don't know the details.
但是我们确定知道以后的说的以色列百姓他们要回到他们自己的国家。
But we do know that eventually the Israelites will go back to their country.
啊，他们会发生很多的灾难。
They might have a lot of disasters.
啊，那个时候他们就悔改啊，他们就承认了基督耶稣就是他们所等候的弥赛亚。
Then they will repent and they will recognize that Jesus is indeed the Messiah they are waiting for.
末世以前一定会有这些事情。
And before the end, there will be these things.
啊，因为主耶稣说啊，叫世界的末了近了。
Because Lord Jesus told us the end of the world is near.
就在门口了。
It's at the door.
好，我们来看马可福音。
Look at Mark.
马可福音十三章。
Mark 13。
十三章啊。
Mark 13。
十三章的二十九节。
Mark 13 verse 29。
二十九。
Verse 29。
这样你们几时看见这些事成就，也就该知道人子近了，正在门口了。所以现在说人子近了，正在门口了。
Here it says, Son of Man is near, is at the door.
随时情况都会发生呢。
It will happen anytime.
好，我们今天晚上就先讲到这里。明天再继续。
I'll end here and continue tomorrow.
好，那我们有机会的话就打电话给弟兄姐妹啊，尽量能够参加星期五晚上的聚会。
If we have time, let's call brothers and sisters and encourage them to come to Sabbath evening service.
那告诉他们这个聚会很重要，也是很精彩。
Tell them that the sermon is important and interesting.
因为神的话都是很精彩的。
Because all God's words are interesting, exciting.
不精彩的话，保证退会啊。
If they're not exciting, then we'll give you a refund.
好，再来唱诗。
Sing hymn.